KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports this morning. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you today by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at high school sports last night and high school wrestling in a three-team meetup in Harlan last night. It was Atlantic Cam remaining undefeated in duels on the season as they defeated Denison 78-6. Atlantic Cam also downing Harlan 39-31. Harlan picked up a 76-6 win over Denison in that other match. A four-team meet hosted by Griswold last night saw AHSTW pick up three victories. The Vikings beat ACGC 54-27. AHSTW downed Exira EHK 72-0. AHSTW over Griswold 69-6. Also was ACGC beating Exira EHK 59-3. ACGC over Griswold 54-9, and Griswold beating Exira EHK 36-6. Audubon was part of a three-team meet at Ogden last night, and it was Ogden defeating Audubon 36-30. Greene County topping Audubon 72-12, and Southeast Valley over Audubon 77-3. Also at Lewis Central last night, in a four-team meet, it was Lewis Central winning all three of their matches, 78-6 over Shenandoah, 41-37 over Glenwood, and 53-18 over Red Oak. Glenwood beat Shenandoah 75-0. Glenwood down Red Oak 47-31, and Red Oak beat Shenandoah 72-6. Creston hosting a four-team meet last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Creston winning 72-6 over Clarinda. Creston beat Kemper Catholic 54-25, and Creston blanking St. Albert 84-0. Kemper Catholic beat Clarinda 42-27. Kemper Catholic over St. Albert 58-9, and Clarinda beating St. Albert 33-18. Also in wrestling at Logan Magnolia last night in a three-team meet, it was Logan Magnolia beating Tri-Center 58-21. Logan Magnolia over West Central Valley 49-27, and Tri-Center beating West Central Valley 38-36. Also last night, Bedford Lennox part of a three-team meet at Winterset. It was Central Decatur beating Bedford Lennox 54-28, Winterset over Bedford Lennox 64-18, and Winterset topping Central Decatur 46-23 in wrestling last night. In high school basketball, a few matches around the area last evening. In girls' hoops, it was St. Albert's over Tri-Center 51-24. Trainer beat Creston 59-37. Panorama topping IKM Manning 58-43. Denison over Sioux City West 72-44. South Page beat West Nottoway 43-28. Arweva over Storm Lake St. Mary's 71-47. In boys' hoops last night, it was Trainer over Creston 66-38. IKM Manning edging Panorama 46-42. Sioux City West beat Denison 62-49. And Arweva over Storm Lake St. Mary's 74-32. We have high school basketball tonight here on the radio. Chris will be in Avoca tonight as AHSTW plays host to Audubon in Western Iowa Conference basketball. That's a girl and boy doubleheader. Girls game goes first at 6, boys follow at 7:30, and we'll have them both for you here on the radio. Well, Purdue carved up Iowa's defense in a lopsided win at Mackey Arena last night. Purdue led by as many as 26 points as they post an 86-70 win over the Hawkeyes.
You know, we can't let it get away from us in that first half. We it was close. They went on a run. And then in the second half, we score the first five of the second half and cut it to 12, and they go on a 9-0 run. You can't go on a 9-0 run there.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes were without injured center Luca Garza for the third straight game. McCaffrey says his injured ankle is not yet 100%.
He's about 75, so he's really been diligent in his rehabilitation. I'm proud of him, but I would never put one of my guys in jeopardy. We need him for the long haul. When he comes back, he'll come back ready.
Tyler Cook led the Hawkeyes with 24 points, but says there were just too many defensive breakdowns.
Those guys can really make plays. You know, they're great players, and so it's on us to try to make it as tough as possible for them to go on those kind of runs. So, give a lot of credit to them. There's a lot of things that we can work on. So, you know, and it always kind of goes both ways like that. So, like I said, those guys can really hoop, and, we got to do a better job of kind of keeping things closer and giving ourselves a chance in a hostile environment on the road.
Now, the Hawkeyes are 0-3 now in the Big Ten. They'll try to get things turned around Sunday at home against Nebraska.
There's a ton of games left, man. We're just now getting into the swing of the Big Ten games. The most important thing is just taking these games one at a time. You know, we're excited to get back on our home floor playing against a very good Nebraska team, so we'll take these next 2 days, learn from tonight, and get ready for Sunday.
Purdue's bench outscored Iowa's depleted bench 39-10 in that contest last night. It wasn't pretty, but second-ranked Michigan improved to 14-0, pulling away in the second half in a 68-55 win over Penn State last night. Also in top 25 action, number 18 North Carolina State earned its seventh straight win as backup Markell Johnson had 20 points in 23 minutes in the Wolfpack's 87-82 win at Miami. Romeo Langford scored a career-high 28 points to give number 21 Indiana a 73-65 win over Illinois. And Amir Coffey scored 21 points, and Minnesota put number 22 Wisconsin in an early hole and then held off a furious late rally to win 59-52 over the Badgers. Also, college basketball, men's hoops last night. Ryan Hawkins had 31 points and 5 steals, helping Northwest Missouri State stay undefeated at 13-0 overall, 3-0 in their conference as they pick up a 105-70 win over Northeastern State. Bearcats were 19 of 29 from the three-point line in that contest. Trevor Hudgens had 22 points and 8 assists to help out in that victory. In women's college hoops, the UConn women's basketball team has suffered its first regular season loss in more than 4 years. The Huskies had won 126 straight regular season games before Kalani Brown had 20 points and 17 rebounds to lead 8th-ranked Baylor past number 1 Connecticut 68-57 last night. The 19th-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women held off a late comeback by Nebraska last night, picking up a 77-71 win in Iowa City. That stopped the Huskers' 9-game Big Ten road winning streak.
Our great home victory for us. Great third quarter. Happy with the rebounding this game, but, you know, we made it hard on ourselves. It was a great win for us, but, man, we made this a lot harder than it had to be with some missed free throws at the end of the game and too many turnovers.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, who says the Hawkeyes had too many turnovers at crunch time.
When we have the lead with 4 or 5 minutes left, of course they're going to intensify their defense, and that's when you got to use ball fakes. You got to be in triple threat position. You got to meet your passes. And I thought we got lazy and just thought that we were just kind of wasting time off the clock, or we were just trying to execute our offense and get a deliberate shot. But we turned the ball over with out getting a shot too many times.
Now to college football news, where Army's Jeff Monken has been selected as the George Munger Coach of the Year by the Maxwell Football Club after guiding the Black Knights to an 11-2 record. Army ended the season on a 9-game winning streak, capped by a 70-14 victory over Houston in the Armed Forces Bowl, tying a bowl subdivision record for points. Munken took over the program in 2014 and has led the number 22 Black Knights to 3 straight winning seasons. Former Iowa standout Brian Bulaga intends to return to Green Bay next season. The offensive tackle just completed his 9th season in the NFL with the Packers.
I have no intention of not playing football. I'll keep going until I know in my head and heart and with my wife and family making a decision that we don't want to continue to do it. And I don't see that in the foreseeable future.
The Packers finished 6-9-1 and missed out on the playoffs.
Personal situation for me currently, I mean, I have a year left on my contract and going to the offseason like I normally do and train, prepare, do everything the same. Obviously, there is uncertainty with the changes that are going to be made. Who knows how soon or how late that's going to happen. I'd assume fairly quick they'll make a decision to move forward and put a program in place. But I think you just have to approach it the same way you would any offseason.
Green Bay fired coach Mike McCarthy during the season, marking the first coaching change for Bulaga in college or the pros. And he says a new coaching staff will likely mean some changes. First-time eligibles Tony Gonzalez, Ed Reed, and Champ Bailey are among the 15 modern-era finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2019. They'll be joined in the February 2nd balloting by Steve Atwater, Tony Buscelli, Isaac Bruce, Don Coryell, Alan Faneca, and Tom Flores, along with Steve Hutchinson, Edgerrin James, Ty Law, John Lynch, Kevin Mawai, and Richard Seymour. Also being considered for induction are senior committee nominee former safety Johnny Robinson, ex-Cowboys GM Gil Brandt, and Broncos owner Pat Bowlen. A maximum of 8 new members can be elected, 5 from the modern era group. The Seahawks expect to have starting cornerback Shaquille Griffin available for Saturday's NFC wildcard game against Dallas. Griffin had missed 2 days of practice due to an ankle injury suffered in last week's win over the Cardinals, but he was a full participant in the team's final full practice before facing the Cowboys. President Donald Trump has signed legislation awarding former New Orleans Saints and Washington State football player Steve Gleason the Congressional Gold Medal. That's the highest civilian honor awarded by Congress. The 41-year-old Gleason has ALS, and Congress sought to honor him for his work as an advocate for people with that paralyzing neuromuscular disease. Gleason is the first NFL player to receive a Congressional Gold Medal. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.